Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $100 to Issues, Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship. Or you can make your $100 check payable to Issues, Etc. Write Scholarship in the memo line and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, May the 20th, and it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game. We've played this with our listeners for years and years and years, but if you've never played, it's very simple to do. We got four soundbites. We're going to play them for you. One, two, three, four. It doesn't take much time. All you need to do at that point is listen to the four soundbites. Then you need to make up your mind. Which one of those soundbites do you think should be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Now, you're picking it for your own reasons. You may agree or disagree. You may find something in it that you want to hear again or never want to hear again. You may just say, I've never heard anything like that before, and so it should be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So we're going to play our four soundbites, and then after you've listened, you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can send us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or go right to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. It is your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Kate Bowler. Here she is. She wrote a history on the American prosperity gospel. Here she is explaining very succinctly Joel Osteen's appeal.
The genius of Joel Osteen is that he takes this very heavy causal language, you do this, you get this result, and he just brightens it up. When you turn onto Joel Osteen, you'll hear a message of how you, through a certain kind of effort and tapping into God's spiritual principles and believing in God's divine intention for your good and healthy and successful life, can make concrete changes in your life today that will result in a better future for you as soon as next week. I mean, it has this lovely, immediate, very instrumental language of faith. If you think about it, it's almost as if it's everything about Pentecostalism, but that looks good on TV. So everything reads well. It suits, but it's not the heavy Holy Ghost suits of before. It's more like a dapper businessman. He's not trying to be a typical Christian preacher that copies what was cool 10 years ago. He's always trying to anticipate the next thing with music, with the way the church is built and operates. It's wonderfully culturally and media savvy. And all of this packaging makes the prosperity gospel seem fresh and modern and just like a series of tools that a regular person can use to get ahead in their life without even knowing that it's a very sort of complex theological system.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Kate Bowler explaining Joel Osteen's appeal. If you'd like it to be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you are emailing, tweeting, or putting your vote at Facebook, we want to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number two. Dr. Robert George was on recently. Here he is explaining what's wrong with mere freedom of worship.
Well, as soon as you hear freedom of worship, you know you're being tricked. Because while the freedom to go to church or not go to church or go to this particular church or this other religious house rather than another one is part of, an important part of, a freedom of religion, it's a very limited, very small part of it. The freedom of religion includes not only the right to worship, but the right to advocate one's faith and witness to one's faith in the public square, the right to be free of governmental interference with one's conscientious, the fulfillment of one's conscientious religious obligations, including the obligation that many Christians and Orthodox Jews and Muslims and others believe they have not to participate in, for example, same-sex ceremonies or to perform or participate in or refer for abortions. And beyond that, the right of freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, includes the right practiced, exercised so wonderfully by Dr. Martin Luther King in the fight against racial injustice, the right to go into the public square and advocate on the basis of one's religiously informed values, principles of justice and the common good. The right to religious freedom is in no way reducible merely to the fragment of it that we call the right to worship. And when somebody says, I'm for religious freedom, and what I mean by it is merely the right to worship, you know that what you have there is an enemy of religious freedom, not a friend of religious freedom.
That's soundbite number two. Dr. Robert George, what's wrong with mere freedom of worship? If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, and I wouldn't blame you, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our Twitter address at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney talking about the self-righteousness of sexual progressivism.
The odd thing about this weird sort of secular religion of sexual progressivism is that the way you become righteous is by screaming in defense of some group that nobody else is defending. But the problem is that the more you scream in defense of them in order to make yourself righteous, then the more you convert other people over to your cause, and then the more people convert to that, then the less righteousness you get from defending that cause, so you have to move on to something new. This is probably somewhat similar to music, where it's like if you're a little bit of a music snob and a hipster, so you talk about the bands that you like, that no one else knows of, and then people come to discover them, and then you have to discard them because they're now mainstream and people like them, and you have to find new music that no one else has heard of. And this is eventually why you get to the point where hipsters just listen to really, really terrible music because it's the only thing left that nobody else was listening to. And you get the same thing with this, where you know, a little bit ago we were screaming about gay marriage, and then a bunch of people embraced that cause and said, all right, well, we have to move on to transgenderism. And the more you scream, the more you're going to force people over to that side, either through compulsion or just through people not having any sense of why they should oppose it. And next we'll be getting into incestuous relationships and polygamous marriages, or what they call polyamorous relationships. And then eventually we'll get to the point where you'll see normalizing, you know, bestiality and pedophilia and things of this nature, just simply because it's like a vampire sucking the righteous blood out of a cause, and then once you've drained it all, you got to move on to something new.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, on the self-righteousness of sexual progressivism. If you'd like that and like it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, May the 20th, then give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters, by the way, get to vote first. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here he is explaining the ending, that troublesome ending of the Athanasian Creed.
It reads that those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. So that makes Lutherans squirm, because we're terrified, rightly, of works righteousness and synergism. So all this really means, and taken in context and understood, this simply means that Christians will do good. They will. They will do good works. Good works follow faith always. So it's not just that everything's been purified and blessed by God for Christ's sake. It has been. Absolutely, that's true. And we confess that and we thank God for it. We've received this passively. We've been declared righteous. But there is also this reality that God actually blesses the hands, the work of Christians in this world, and he uses them for good. Right? This is the same thing that the Holy Spirit tells St. John in the Revelation. Their works do follow them. And I find this immensely comforting because the works follow them. This means that everyone in heaven will know, for example, how wonderful your grandmother is, right? So they won't think, oh, she was a terrible sinner, right? Even if she was, because her good works will follow her, right? So they will see what you already see in your grandmother. They will see how much you love her and why you love her and how good she is and what's been purified for her in Christ and so forth. Only they'll see it more clearly than you do now.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson explaining the ending of the Athanasian Creed. Those are the four soundbites, and all of them deserve your vote, but you have to make up your mind to decide on only one. We're going to give you a break to do that, and it's also a good time to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. It goes to one of the voters for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug pen, and notepad. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or sending us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page, vote there. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package live this Friday afternoon, May the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. 10 more minutes as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Kate Bowler explaining Joel Osteen's appeal? Or soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George, what's wrong with mere freedom of worship? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, the self-righteousness of sexual progressivism? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, explaining the ending of the Athanasian Creed. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or our Twitter address at issuesetc. Let's see what Marla has to say, listening in Massachusetts. Hi, Marla.
Hello, Pastor Wilkin. I think Robert George, soundbite number 2, is right on target. And I think, I have a little bit of a personal thing here. I had to take harassment training at work yesterday, and things like attempts to proselytize or just talking about religion as far as morality goes is forbidden, as is discussion of saving yourself before marriage, abstinence before marriage. That's absolutely harassment, and I could never talk to someone about that. I can't talk about Christ. And I think it's getting worse and worse and worse, and people are actually told in this training that if you hear something that's offensive like that, that you have to report that person as a harasser. So I can only imagine it's going to get worse from now on.
Marla, thank you very much, and keep up the good work there in Massachusetts. I feel terrible for you, but thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a vote for soundbite number 2, Dr. Robert George. What's wrong with freedom of worship? Let's see what Cheryl has to say, listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor David Peterson's explanation of the ending of the Athanasian Creed. And it because it reminded me of Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. I think Pastor Peterson will be pleased with your vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us your vote via email talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. John listens in Alabama. He's voting for soundbite number 3, Pastor Hans Feeney, on the self-righteousness of sexual progressivism. He says, it's all happening so fast, and Pastor Feeney helped me get my bearings. He does that for me, too, John. Thanks for listening in Alabama. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is called Being Lutheran. The title says it all. It's a primer for both Lutherans and non-Lutherans on what it means to be a Lutheran. Very accessible and easy to read from Concordia Publishing House. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website. Look for Being Lutheran or call Concordia Publishing House and order one for yourself. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's Being Lutheran, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. Dave in Michigan says he's voting for soundbite number 2, Dr. Robert George, What's Wrong with Mere Freedom of Worship? He says, his soundbite points out the problem with using the term freedom of worship. And Dave, thank you very much for listening in Michigan. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 2. Dr. Robert George, here it is again. What's wrong with mere freedom of worship?
Well, as soon as you hear freedom of worship, you know you're being tricked. Because while the freedom to go to church or not go to church or go to this particular church or this other religious house rather than another one is part of, an important part of freedom of religion, it's a very limited, very small part of it. The freedom of religion includes not only the right to worship, but the right to advocate one's faith and witness to one's faith in the public square. The right to be free of governmental interference with one's conscientious, the fulfillment of one's conscientious religious obligations, including the obligation that many Christians and Orthodox Jews and Muslims and others believe they have not to participate in, for example, same-sex ceremonies or to perform or participate in or refer for abortions. And beyond that, the right of freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, includes the right practiced, exercised so wonderfully by Dr. Martin Luther King in the fight against racial injustice, the right to go into the public square and advocate on the basis of one's religiously informed values, principles of justice and the common good. the right to religious freedom is in no way reducible merely to the fragment of it that we call the right to worship. And when somebody says, I'm for religious freedom and what I mean by it is merely the right to worship, you know that what you have there is an enemy of religious freedom, not a friend of religious freedom.
All right, there's one more vote there for, this is for soundbite number 3 from Johanna in Illinois. Pastor Feeney really hit the nail on the head. It's scary how accurately this clip describes what's happening on college campuses and social media and where our morally bankrupt culture is headed. Johanna, thank you very much for your vote as well. Let's see, John in Alabama, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, you get the LPR bundle package. John in Alabama, thanks to everybody who voted. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy, serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. You can find out more about this Christ-centered, cross-focused mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, and be sure to subscribe to their free email newsletter, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll be looking forward to talking with Dr. Carl Fakenscher about Jesus healing a centurion's servant. We'll also discuss Mary visiting Elizabeth with Pastor David Peterson. And we'll continue our series on the qualifications of a pastor with Dr. Thomas Winger. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Lutherans talk a lot about doctrine, liturgy, and vocation, but as Martin Luther would say, what does this mean? In a book called Didache, Issues Etc. regular guest Professor John Pless brings together the Bible, the small catechism, and the hymnal to teach the faith. He shows how what we believe is expressed in our daily lives and in our worship. You can find Didache online at emmanuelpress.us.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.